KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy here in Atlantic. We have 62 degrees. We look for cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa News, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a man who had just left his eye doctor and had dilated eyes was involved in a two-vehicle collision Monday at around 3:30 p.m. just north of Red Oak. A 2015 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 62-year-old Rodney Sowers of Red Oak, whose eyes were dilated, was northbound on Highway 48 when his vehicle crossed the center line of the road and struck a southbound 2016 Chevy Silverado owned by Schildberg Construction and driven by 39-year-old Jerry Funk of Menlo. Damage from the collision amounted to $28,000. There were no injuries reported. Sowers was cited for failure to yield half the road. Red Oak police Monday evening arrested 28-year-old Bruce Anthony Kamen Jr. of Red Oak. He was taken into custody on the 2400 block of North 8th Street at around 7:35 p.m. for disorderly conduct and domestic abuse assault. Kamen Jr. was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report the arrest at around 6:35 p.m. Monday of 48-year-old Dodie Lynn Schaffer of Knoxville. Schaffer was arrested following a traffic stop on one of two vehicles that were reportedly all over the road on Highway 34 and not letting vehicles pass. After deputies stopped a white Buick at Highway 34 on Walnut Avenue, the owner gave permission to search the car. Located inside the trunk, inside an eyeglass case, was a meth pipe and a syringe. Schaffer was subsequently arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $300. Numerous outbuildings were lost to a fire Monday evening in rural Guthrie Center. According to reports, the blaze, which destroyed a barn and some other outbuildings on a farm south of Guthrie Center at 2471 270th Street, was reported at around 7 p.m. The resident of the farmstead, who has lived on the property her entire life, said she woke up from a nap to find the buildings on fire. Her residence, however, was not damaged, and there were no injuries. Also, no livestock were lost. Firefighters from Guthrie Center, Menlo, and Stewart, along with the woman's neighbors, responded to help put out the flames. The cause of the fire was not immediately known. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports the Grassland Field Fire Danger Index will be in the moderate category this week. Persons wanting to conduct an open burn on their property should pay attention to the weather conditions, including the direction of the wind, and notify their local fire chief of your intentions. The next update on the Danger Index will be Thursday morning. Although spring storms initially slowed spring planting progress in Iowa and Nebraska, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reports farmers have nearly caught up to five-year averages within the past week. Iowa farmers have 40% of the corn crop planted, about 3 days behind the average at this point of the season. 3% of the corn plants have emerged, a slower pace than the five-year average of 9%. The USDA said Monday in its weekly crop update that Iowa soybean planting is at the average of 12% completed. And Landis Cooperative today announced that it has signed an asset purchase agreement with ADM to purchase ADM's grain facility in Manila. Under the purchase agreement, Landis Cooperative gains more than 2.3 million bushels of grain capacity for its first wholly owned Crawford County location, including 775,000 bushels of upright storage, more than 1.5 million bushels of bunker storage, and 32,000 bushel per hour receiving capacity. Pending final documentation, Landis Cooperative is slated to take possession June 1st of 2018. Mylon Gusarik, Chief Executive Officer for the Ames-based Landis Cooperative, said this Manila, Iowa site is a strategic purchase for Landis Cooperative and farmers in western Iowa. And while this grain asset has been well cared for, we expect to improve efficiency on behalf of the customer utilizing best practices from our nearly 60 grain locations in Iowa. Gusarik says our domestic and international grain end users continue to demand high-quality corn and soybeans, and we know that Crawford County, Iowa farmers can meet that demand. Under the terms of the purchase agreement, ADM and Landis Cooperative plan to honor all outstanding grain contracts. Landis also plans to host a grower meeting shortly after the final documents are signed and the facility changes ownership. In our funeral announcements, Elva Rasmussen, age 93, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Elva Rasmussen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Martha J. Escove, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Martha Escove will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ruby Beekman, age 97, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Ruby Beekman will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dale Jr. Murray, age 88, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Graveside services for Dale Murray will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Keith Kenyon, age 95, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Keith Kenyon will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Phyllis Kay, age 80, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Phyllis Kay will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Neil Scott Fryer, age 52, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Services for Neil Fryer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.